Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld today said U.S. commanders in Iraq would get additional forces if they want them. Rumsfeld also said there may be a delay in the scheduled return of some troops.
Because we're in the midst of a major troop rotation, we have a planned increase in the number of U.S. troops in the CENTCOM area of responsibility and indeed in Iraq. We're taking advantage of that increase, and we will likely be managing the pace of the redeployments to allow those seasoned troops with experience and relationships with the local populations to see the current situation through.
The expanded fighting in Iraq this week has renewed questions about troop strength and the U.S. strategy to quell the violence. From the Pentagon, NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
With combat intensifying in Sunni strongholds, some military analysts say if the simultaneous Shiite uprising spreads, the U.S. and Britain simply don't have enough troops on the ground or back home to use as reinforcements.
This is a major problem for both countries, for both the U.S. and for the U.K., because there aren't a lot of soldiers waiting in the wings.
Former British Army officer Charles Heyman with Jane's Consultancy says the U.S. faces the daunting strategic challenge of imposing order without driving more ordinary Iraqis to join the insurgency.
What you're trying to do here is minimize civilian casualties so that you don't create yet more guerrillas. And it should be a slow approach in those cities with just enough force to subdue it and not the maximum force to totally destroy everything around it.
In Fallujah today, the U.S. used very heavy firepower. A 500-pound laser-guided bomb struck a mosque compound, killing some two dozen Iraqis, forces the U.S. said were guerrillas. Locals reportedly said civilians were killed as well. A Pentagon official said, quote, "We're respectful of religious centers, but the enemy in Iraq has repeatedly used mosques to hold up in and attack U.S. forces from," end quote. Pentagon leaders continue to insist that only a small percentage of the residents in cities such as Fallujah and Ramadi oppose the U.S. occupation or belong to the insurgency.
I think some of this is fantasy land, self-delusion. This is a population with thousands of people carrying arms and largely supported by the people.
Retired Army General Barry McCaffrey says insurgents appear to move freely in large residential parts of Fallujah and Ramadi. He says the American strategy of relying on U.S.-trained Iraqi forces to help restore order is a good idea that's gone badly wrong.
These forces were created hurriedly, badly equipped, badly trained, politically unreliable, and they're members of the factions they are supposed to be policing. So the likelihood of, you know, in Ramadi or Fallujah or Tikrit having Sunni Muslim police root out the Ba'athist underground seems remote.
Sporadic fighting has spread to southern Shiite cities that had been relatively quiet. That change puts more pressure on U.S. allied troops, including Bulgarians, Ukrainians, South Koreans, and others. Shiite militiamen today drove Ukrainian soldiers from the city of Kut, a development General McCaffrey calls troubling. The move underscores that some U.S. partners, he says, may not be prepared, capable, or willing to restore order.
The coalition elements that are in there with barely the rules of engagement to protect themselves, never mind to carry out any kind of offensive operation. So the withdrawal of these Ukrainians out of Kut was a terrible signal.
Bulgarian troops battling Shiite militia today asked the U.S. for immediate reinforcements, troops the U.S. may not be able to supply, especially if fighting widens. Kazakhstan today said it would pull its troops out of Iraq after its current tour ends in May. And in Europe, politicians from Denmark to Bulgaria expressed concern for their troops in Iraq, putting new strains on what the U.S. calls the coalition of the willing. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, The Pentagon.